It's 5 and 10 on Skywatch TV for November 9th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, sabotage by the Hillary campaign. Hillary's Fusion GPS operative reportedly met with a Russian lawyer before and after the lawyer's meeting with Donald Trump Jr. in 2016. Now, this summer, you may remember this story playing out. This summer, the media and the Democratic Party, but I repeat myself, wanted us to believe that the meeting between Russian attorney Natalia Veselnitskaya and Donald Trump Jr. was proof positive that the Trump campaign had colluded with the Russian government to steal the election and the White House from its rightful heir, Hillary Clinton. Well, according to a report by Fox News, just hours before Veselnitskaya sat down with Donald Trump Jr., Paul Manafort, and Jared Kushner at Trump Tower, this was in June of 2016, she was with Fusion GPS co-founder and former Wall Street Journal reporter Glenn Simpson in a courtroom in Manhattan. Fox reports that the pair met again shortly after Veselnitskaya met with Trump Jr. This is an interesting new development because just a couple of months before these events, Fusion GPS was hired and paid about $1 million by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee to turn up evidence of collusion between Trump and the Russians. So this begs the question, was the meeting with Donald Trump Jr. just a setup to try to prove collusion? In other words, an effort at political sabotage by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Topic number 4, Iran threatens war. Iran has warned Saudi Arabia that unless the Saudis lift their blockade of ports in Yemen, missiles will be fired at ports and airfields in Saudi Arabia, Dubai, and Abu Dhabi. And you remember this has already happened. The Houthi rebels backed by Iran in Saudi Arabia did launch a missile at the airport in Riyadh over the weekend. This warning from Iran to Saudi Arabia forwarded through contacts in the government of Oman, reportedly. Iran's Revolutionary Guards sending new supplies of missiles to the Houthi rebels through or by sea. Now, even though the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates have fleets in the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea, they did not intercept these shipments because doing so would have meant not only confronting the Iranian freighters hauling the missiles, it would have meant confronting the missile-armed warships and submarines escorting the freighters. In other words, it might have prompted a shooting war. Well, while that's going on, Israel's Channel 10 has reported and published a secret diplomatic cable that was sent from the Netanyahu administration to Israeli embassies around the world, advising its diplomats, Israel's diplomats, to turn up pressure on Iran and Hezbollah. This followed the unexpected resignation of Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri on Sunday, after he was summoned to Riyadh by his backers in Saudi Arabia. And then the Saudis declaring that Iran, or rather Lebanon, had declared war against Saudi Arabia. Hezbollah plays a major role in what goes on inside Lebanon. So this diplomatic cable published by Israel's Channel 10 suggests that Israel and Saudi Arabia are working together to counter what they see as the growing Iranian and Shia Muslim influence in the Middle East, the development of a so-called Shia crescent from Iran through Iraq and over into Syria and Lebanon. Even though Israel and Saudi Arabia are technically enemies, they do not have formal diplomatic relations. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, maybe the operative slogan here. We will see how this develops. Israel would be happy to open a formal diplomatic relations with Saudi Arabia. The Saudis are going to have to keep it on the down low because the Muslim clerics inside the Saudi kingdom not happy with that idea. And that leads to topic number 3, more on the night of the long knives in Saudi Arabia. Analysts who've been watching the kingdom for a while say there's more than meets the eye to the rise of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. They're seeing his emergence as the power inside the royal family is sort of a soft coup. He replaced former Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef earlier this year, and we mentioned that Mohammed bin Nayef has not been seen since June. He's reportedly under house arrest. He was reportedly a favorite of the higher-ups at the CIA because of his anti-terrorist activities inside the kingdom. So Mohammed bin Salman may be risking the relationship between Saudi Arabia and the United States, especially the cooperation between our intelligence communities. Some analysts, in fact, expected that Mohammed bin Salman's power grab, which has been ongoing for some months now, might lead to a coup against him as early as this summer. Well, that didn't happen. And what apparently happened this past weekend with the arrest of 11 top royal princes and a number of powerful ministers of state inside Saudi Arabia was that Mohammed bin Salman got them before they could get him. But that ain't necessarily so. A top Middle East business and investment source who's been doing deals with the royal family for a long time reportedly says this is more serious than it appears. The arrest of the two sons of the previous king, Abdullah, Princes Maiteb and Turki, was a fatal mistake. This endangers King Salman himself. It was only because of the regard for King Salman that Mohammed bin Salman was left alone. But there are many within the army in Saudi Arabia who are upset that their commanders have been arrested by the young upstart. And this source believes that there will be regime change in Saudi Arabia in the very near future. The only reason it hasn't happened already is because of the high regard the rest of the royal family has for King Salman. The danger, of course, is that the next leader to emerge in Saudi Arabia, as we saw in Egypt with the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood after Hosni Mubarak was taken out, may not be as friendly to the United States and Israel as King Salman and his predecessor, King Abdullah. Topic number two, the black swan. Stocks here in the United States have done great since the election of Donald Trump, hitting all-time highs. That's great if you've got your investment tied up in the stock market, your retirement linked to the performance of the Dow Jones or the S&P 500. But we should never confuse stock market performance with the actual economy. In fact, there's so little connect between those two that you might as well be trading baseball cards when it comes to the performance of the stock market as an indicator of economic health. Look at the graph behind me. That shows the growth in the United States national debt since the end of 2011. It's pretty much a straight curve, almost going up at a 45-degree angle, the way this chart is drawn. But there's several spots in the graph where the line flattens out and the debt doesn't grow. Those were the periods over the last 3 years, in 2013, 2015, and earlier this year, 2017, where the United States government smacked its head against the legal debt ceiling. And of course, each of those times, in order to continue spending, Congress has raised the legal debt ceiling, which was immediately followed by a vertical climb in the national debt as debt exploded. This most recent increase in debt was about $640 billion in new debt added over the last 8 weeks. Now, you might not be able to make out the words on the green text at the very upper right-hand corner of the chart there, so I will blow it up for you. This is, I believe, a technical term used by economists. Debt out the wazoo. That is the state of the American economy at the moment. Debt out the wazoo. Over $21 trillion, the federal deficit, officially. Now, bear in mind that that number is the number released by the United States Treasury. If the U.S. Treasury was compelled by law to keep its books the same way that, say, you and me or any other corporation in the United States is required to do, that number would be about 3.5 times larger, on the high side of $70 trillion. $70 trillion. The United States gross domestic product annually runs $15 to $17 trillion. Now, remember what I said Tuesday, and bear in mind that at some point this debt will need to be paid. At some point we were going to have to pay the money that we owe. And bear in mind what I said Tuesday about population shrinking, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, in the second half of the 21st century. The workforce is aging out of its productive years and into retirement age. In other words, to be blunt, we are not going to grow our way out of this debt. This may have a lot to do, by the way, with why elites in the United States and in the West want immigration because the only way to get more people into the economy to grow the gross domestic product is to import them, because we aren't having enough babies. And we may be seeing the first battlefield shaping up in an upcoming domestic war over what's left of this shrinking economic pie. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, plans to introduce legislation that would allow struggling multi-employer pension funds to borrow from the U.S. Treasury to remain solvent. The bill, co-sponsored by another Democrat, Representative Tim Ryan of Ohio, could be introduced as soon as this week. It would create a new office within the Treasury Department called the Pension Rehabilitation Administration. These funds for this administration would come from the sale of Treasury bonds to financial institutions, banks. The pension funds could borrow up to 30 years at very low rates of interest. This would effectively be a taxpayer-funded bailout of bankrupt pension funds. Now, people who worked being promised a pension want what they were promised. I get that. I understand that. The problem is the money ain't there in a lot of these pension funds. So what happens then? The people who weren't working for the companies or government agencies that promised these pensions really don't want to be on the hook for the retirement of people they don't even know. This means the money's going to have to come from somewhere. And apparently what it means is the money's going to have to come from someone else's livelihood or coming right off of someone else's table. This could get really, really ugly. You thought Obamacare was bad? Black swan. Economy. Boom. Topic number one. A mystic rabbi in Israel says Messiah will be revealed soon. Rabbi Nir Ben Artzi, a well-known mystic leader in Israel, predicted last Sunday that the identity of Messiah would be revealed very soon. He even gave specific details about how this information would be disclosed. He said the Holy One will come to rabbis in a dream with a vision and inform them of who he has chosen for King Messiah. There will be a yellow card and holy letters inscribed on a parchment like a Torah scroll, where they will be told in Aramaic who is King Messiah, according to Rabbi Artzi. Well, Aramaic is no longer spoken, but it is the language of the Talmud, which is the oral law. Now, to be very clear, we at Skywatch TV already know the identity of King Messiah. That's Jesus of Nazareth. Why do I mention this then? Because Jesus told us to watch. Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5, "See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, the Messiah, and they will lead many astray. Don't be deceived." Verse 30 of Matthew 24 says, tells us what we should look for. Clouds and great glory. Messiah will be coming on the clouds of heaven, with power and great glory. I heard one preacher say it this way. Someone claims to be Messiah and his feet are touching the ground, it ain't him. Take us with you wherever you go. The free Skywatch TV mobile app brings you these updates wherever you are and whenever you are. You'll find the app available for iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and links to the free app at skywatchtv.com. You'll find links to all of our social media sites there, including our YouTube channel. You'll find the tab there that says Watch. Below that, links to all of our videos, and you'll find all of my stuff posted at derekpgilbert.com. Tomorrow, Sci Friday with my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert. And until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
The Trump administration is now vowing to crack down and punish deep state saboteurs.
Today, America is being manipulated through a Washington-based shadow government.
This is a war now, the deep state against you and the President of the United States.
The artificial chaos engineered by elites and advanced by enemies of democracy is being propagandized by a devoted media machine to take down President Trump.
I submit to you that the establishment that you talk about, the so-called deep state, exists on both sides, the left and the right, and President Trump is up against both of them.
But this is not the whole story. A much more sinister quest behind the deep state is at work to usher in a final world order.
He's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. He didn't belong to the secret society. The secret society.
They're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want.
Globalists, secret societies, and world power brokers anticipate the insidious arrival of a messianic strongman they call the Grey Champion. Now, for the first time ever, expert on occultism and best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn joins a senior analyst from the Pentagon and a retired police detective to bring you the shocking truth behind an ancient cabal almost too fantastic to believe.
If these forces are successful, this country will not survive.
They have a plan for your future, but you can know their secret and stop them in their tracks. Get ready, Saboteurs, how secret deep state occultists are manipulating American society toward a final world order.
America is being manipulated by sinister occult forces and a Washington-based shadow government. But now, for the first time ever, expert on occultism and best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn is joined by senior analyst from the Pentagon, Colonel Bob McGinnis, and retired police detective Carl Gallops to expose these nefarious forces. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Saboteurs Collection. When you order the new books, Saboteurs, Gods and Thrones, and The Deeper State from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive free of charge for a limited time the exclusive oversized hardback collector editions of the classic two-volume set, The Devils and Evil Spirits of Babylonia, and The Fallen Angels and the Heroes of Mythology. These two timeless masterpieces, finally in print again after 100 years, are the perfect gift for the scholar or Bible student in your life and hold a retail value of over $60 all by themselves, but are included absolutely free when you purchase the limited-time Saboteurs collection. But that's not all. You'll also receive the never-before-aired DVD Off the Record, featuring exclusive interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and Detective Carl Gallops, further exposing the dark secrets of globalist elites and how to stop them in their tracks. This content is only available in this exclusive offer and will not be aired anywhere else. Finally, you'll also receive The Shadow Hand, the over 24-hour Steve Quayle and Tom Horn definitive audio series on CD. This audio collection discloses the terrifying truth behind the infamous WikiLeaks dumps, the shadow government, and so much more. This unprecedented special offer sold separately holds a retail value of over $175. Yours now for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. The holiday gift season is coming, and you won't find this collection anywhere else. So don't delay. Order the Saboteurs collection for somebody you love now at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.